Get up in the evening feeling like Craig Thompson. Hey. Grab my laptop, set up my mic, I'm gonna rant and rave some. Before I record, grab a glass of Coke and Jack. Cause when we begin recording, I know I'm not refilling that. Talking, previewing all the games, analyzing stats and plays, laughing, poking fun at names. Jeremy reads and quotes Phil Fielzine, pulling up numbers and reads. Starting to get a bit off topic, see? What? Don't stop, make it hot, yell about the games not. Chris will start a fight about the rankings tonight. Mountain West connection and the hot takes don't stop now. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 don't stop, make it hot, yell about the takes not. Chris will start a fight about the rankings tonight. Mountain West connection and the hot takes don't stop now. Whoa, 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 whoa. We're biased against your team and we make that clear. Don't get paid, don't ever fade, cause we're already here. Talk about hoops and football, cause we got all the swagger. Sometimes guests come on the show, but we never have Mick Jagger. All the writers cramping up, Matt's throwing his arms up, Kyle's got all the funny stuff. We go until SBN shuts us down, or Mountain West hunts us down. Mountain West shuts us down, nobody's gonna shut us down. Don't stop, make it hot, yell about the takes not. Chris will start a fight about the rankings tonight. Mountain West connection and the hot takes don't stop now. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Don't stop, make it hot, yell about the takes not. Chris will start a fight about the rankings tonight. Mountain West connection and the hot takes don't stop now. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa.
And we are talking live. I believe we're working here. Let me get my headphones in, make sure here, everybody, because I believe we're going with, we're trying something in-person show here.
This is really weird.
It is.
Everything that I rapped about earlier almost came true.
Could have got
it. Throwing his hands up, watching the middle game, like he was sitting right next to him. We got kicked out.
No, we left. No, my question did get a questionable response from an old crotchety head coach because he apparently did not understand. I'll use air quotes, pretended to not understand what I was saying. But Jeremy Moss here, Chris Andres, discussing the Mountain West basketball finals, which just ended about half hour ago. Wyoming upset, yes, we'll use that term, strongly upset San Diego State 45-43. Is that right? The right score there?
Yes,
I see right before we started
score.
Here.
Yeah, he decided to get up and, you know, go to where the people were going to rush the court, and I decided to sit down and write the recap. So I got the correct score out of that.
Yeah.
45-43.
I took some photos. I took some vines.
Yeah, you took some photos. You took some vines. It was awesome.
Oh, again, this MWCConnection.com. Check it out. That's our website.
We are currently sitting outside at a table live recording this. So we're not even inside. So
Wi-Fi, keep it strong.
Exactly. No problems. Zero problems with echo today, or at least we shouldn't have any. So
I'm doing a test right now to make sure they can actually hear us at the moment. So there might be about a 10-second echo. But this go ahead. You were there for the very – well, we were both there.
So the way this game starts and the way this game should appropriately be titled is Larry Nance knows how to make shots until – and will continue making shots until you shut him down.
No, until you at least try to cover him.
Oh, so you at least try to cover him. And Josh Adams is a beast who completely... But like I said, only 10 points today, but three of those were huge with just over a minute left.
Well, the three-pointer at the end to put him up by two. But the way this game played out, Wyoming looked like, and we are near McCarran Airport, so that's a Southwest flight number 215 for Los Angeles, maybe? Long Beach?
Maybe
it's 215. I'm just guessing. I'm just,
okay.
Play along. Play along with this.
You know, the flights usually fly, like, right over. I can usually see the numbers, but that was a little bit far off, so.
No.
I'll keep my eyes peeled.
That's the echo you'll hear right now, assuming we're recording, which I assume we are. But this game, Wyoming started off 17-5. Larry Nance had 10 of those 17 points. And he was just – they couldn't stop him until they said, let's try a double team. Does that work?
Yeah,
it did work.
I find it funny enough that we mentioned right before the media timeout, hey, Fisher might want to try the double team, and they ended up double teaming, and he was quiet the rest of the night.
Yeah.
2 points after that in the first half, and then 2 points only in the second half, which was a slam, missed dunk. Wait, no, wasn't this? Just sky high, about 5 feet up in the air, and then...
Yeah, there was a over-under. We're also by a good friend, Matt Bain, next to us doing stuff for the Daily Aztec. Mentioned maybe we should have done over-under on air balls. I mentioned over-under on dunks because that's the only half a dunk we had all game. And I'll stick with half a dunk. Is that fair enough?
Yeah. That should have been the over-under, and that we would have been way off on that.
So what we saw in this game, the comeback, because it was 17-5, and it was, what, 28-25 at the half?
Yeah. So it was the game actually started 14-2, went to 17-5. San Diego State went on one of their crazy runs where they're like, let's score points as slowly as possible, but play extremely good defense so that, you know, we don't have to worry about actually, you know, winning or scoring points. We'll just defense you to death.
Yeah, but they
and that worked.
Weren't making shots because we were joking messing around the semifinals. They're selective. They're just missing today. There was a point in the second half. We're jumping around the whole game, but in the second half, the first one, nobody scored for the first 8 minutes in the second half. And San Diego State had like five straight shots that didn't even hit the top.
Yeah, here's the stat. Here's the stat I'll give you right now. Is where was it?
What stat are you looking for?
I got my stat sheet up.
You sure? Is it working?
What?
Is it working over there? Your stat sheet?
My stat sheet.
Actual paper?
I can't work with paper, damn it. No. It was something ridiculous. And my crazy stat is and not from the paper. The Aztecs were on a 13-0 run from the end of the first half into the second half, where Wyoming then finally scored their first points with about 12 minutes left in the game.
That's right. They made the comeback to go ahead, and that's the point where the question wasn't really asked, but it was asked in the post game. They figured they were kind of safe. But Wyoming, because it took Larry Nance from, I think what I put on there, he scored 12 points in the first half. He had 10 in the first 10, scored two with the butt, late in the first half. He didn't score again until he went basically 20 minutes of game time without any points scoring. So they kind of felt you stop him. Adams wasn't doing anything until the end of the game with that three. They felt we have to get him going because nobody else for Wyoming was really scoring enough. San Diego State was really just missing. They had similar to the Colorado State game last night. They missed that was the other way around. Excuse me. No, they went back and forth there. Turnovers, shot clock, as the Rams who missed like four layups. But the Rams were still in the ball, taken away from Aztecs. They did the same thing. They had a couple open layups, especially the layup. I don't recall who missed it, but late in the game, there is a layup they could have had, I think, to tie the game or something. He just blows it. And I turned to Matt. He's like, oh, that's Aztecs all year. They missed the easy layup or something. But they felt they had the chance. They were up by five that they're going to win by having that massive run. It wasn't a quick run as chip, 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 because they don't shoot very many shots and they don't make a lot of shots.
Right. And one of the things I like to point out here was after last night's win over Boise State, that was a 5-point win Wyoming had over Boise State. And
overtime win.
Overtime, by the way. If Wyoming hadn't won that game, Boise State was in the title game. I really feel like whoever won that Boise State-Wyoming game probably would have won the championship overall. But it was the way that Wyoming did it. They were like, okay, we can't score points. Okay, well, we'll just, you know, show up on defense. And in that interview, it was mentioned, and I didn't grab the interview quotes, but it was mentioned that to Coach Shaw that, you know, you only gave up 43 points the whole game. I mean, that's great. That's great for our guys. They're not really a defensive-playing team. But when it mattered, they knew how to crack down on defense. And that's not something that you can really say about a lot of high-powered offensive teams.
No, that's...
Boise State, you definitely cannot say that about, except for that one three-game stretch where they were under 50.
It's one thing. Well, I mean, they also it's going to change their offense because versus Boise, they were moving and attacking the whole game. This game, they're kind of lazy a little bit, right? Like they're doing outside screens and settling. While they're making them early on, settling for 3-point shots. Because you see Larry Nance, all the guys on there, they'll dunk, they're athletic, they'll go to the basket. They rarely did that against the Aztecs, who are well, they're an athletic defensive team, but they weren't even trying that. And I thought that was kind of a mistake, especially them. They're doing the zone. They switched their defense. They started to a zone. They made the choice to guard Nance, double, and play more of a man-to-man, essentially. Oh, sprinklers are coming on. Hope we don't get wet here. But
we're fine.
Okay, good. You're the local around here. But they changed your defense a few times. It worked, but they still were never really attacking the rim unless it was a fast break.
Right, right. And to top that off, exactly what you say, it was almost like hesitation to drive to the basket. Even when Nance was on his great streak to start the game.
Three-pointers.
Yeah. Three-pointers or long twos, you know.
Oh, yeah, there's a questionable a couple of those.
There was no sense to do what he did the previous night, which was, let's go in hard and dunk the basket. And Adams did the same exact thing. Let's go in hard and dunk the basket. There was no sense of that. And it might be just because they were outsized. Well, except for the fact that the only thing that was outsizing Larry Nance on the floor was Malik Pope's hair.
exactly.
But you didn't get the sense that they were gonna drive hard and hopefully get to the free throw line if needed. And my only thought for that was maybe because last night, even last night during the Wyoming Boise State game, there were lots of charges called.
Good point. That could be. There was one, I think, this whole game offensive foul like that.
Yeah, there was only one offensive foul this whole game. I'd have to double check that, but you know. There were lots of charges called in both of last night's games. There was five or six.
Yeah, they called the drop the shoulder.
So maybe there was a thought that, you know, maybe the more charges are going to be called today.
But why not try it early to see what the refs are going to call? Because
there was no need. They were sinking threes.
Well, no, I mean, but once they maybe not then, but once they stop scoring, they double Nance or do something. Why not drive in to see what they're going to call? You don't want to waste a foul or two.
I think by that point.
Too late?
It was too late. San Diego State's defense had taken over, and so there were two or three, you know, stuffs that the Aztec defense had when driving to the basket. There was a stuff specifically...
at the half that wasn't really stuff?
when the Aztecs were on it. No, I'm talking about, like...
Nance had two blocks himself. Nance had two of his own.
Nance had two stuffs. You know, people were getting stuff blocked. And it won't show. I mean, Tyler Spencer had two blocks. Winston Shepherd has one. Malik Pope has one. That's four blocks. But we're talking like blocks that are statistically categorized.
Changing the shot?
Yeah. So I think by that point where the attempt to drive into the basket, I think it would have probably proved to be
futile. I guess, but you got to try something or not making it. But I get your point. They're up big. I just feel their offense, like, let's do a screen. Let's do kind of like Boise State's offense, but much slower. Because Boise last night versus Wyoming was just hard screen, get somebody open for open. Look, they were trying that, and San Diego State wasn't guarding that at all until they made those changes. Give credit to Larry Shatt. He changed the offense to make it work. I just felt the reason he attacked Aztecs are so athletic, there's going to be a foul in there because they're always going to jump for every shot or blocker or swat the ball, as you can tell they always do.
So let's talk some fun stats here.
Woohoo! Stats. Love it.
Both these teams, 15 field goals total. So 30 combined field goals.
Oh, jeez. This game was awful. The amount of points.
Go ahead. So 30 combined field goals of how many attempts?
80.
Actually, you were close.
No team shot over 50%.
Try 88.
Whew.
15 of 88, so that's almost 15 to 9. I mean, that's average of a little under a third.
Well, and didn't Wyoming make, I think, only 8 2-point buckets, something like that?
Yeah, Wyoming made 8 3-point shots. San Diego State made 4.
But how many shots inside the arc? Does it say that 2-point shots? Does it have 2-point percentage there?
No, but I mean, you could subtract that.
Oh, okay. So they only made 11 two-point shots.
Yeah. So, but really, where San Diego State kind of took advantage and kept this game close was actually at the free throw line. 9 for 10 as opposed to Wyoming 7 for 9. And there's your 2 points made up.
And that's rare because Aztecs usually struggle at the line and don't get too many shots.
Exactly. Except for 10 free throws attempted. That's actually a lot for the Aztecs.
It is.
So, you know. honestly, there really isn't much to talk about this game.
It was an exciting game for so few points.
Yeah, it was a very good defensive game, and that's...
Okay, I'll give you some of that. Some of that was bad shooting.
Yeah. Well, no, some of it... No, absolutely. There were a few air balls shot, but, man, I just... As a defensive game, I mean, I think I hear the everybody in Big Ten country just like getting excited for joy because of such a low scoring game.
Passing 45,
yeah,
get into 45.
You can expect the Aztecs to receive a Big Ten invite within the next year or two.
Or Wyoming.
Or Wyoming. No, not enough media market.
So let's get to the key point of the game. My point of the game. I keep saying after that three by Adams puts Wyoming up two. There's what, 10 seconds left?
Seven
seconds left. Well, yeah, about seven.
Seven or eight, one of the two.
No, it was more than that because the Aztecs went on the offensive. They passed it in really quick. They figured timeout to advance the ball or see what would happen.
Wait, we're talking. I'm sorry. So, okay. Let's clarify that. Okay.
Let's rephrase it. You got the time there. What was the shot taken?
Adams hit the three. There was 96 seconds left.
It was after a miss. That's what it was. Sorry, we just saw the game, but we've been doing a lot of different things since then.
62. So there was 1 minute, 2 seconds left after Adams made that three.
But the shot was a miss by Wyoming, where it's still a 2-point. They were going to go up by four at one point. Because I was joking, hey, they can win by five, because that's what my pregame prediction was.
Right. So what happened was
Well, Wyoming took a shot and didn't make it. That's the thing.
Yeah, Adams missed a three after that.
That's what it was. Yeah, because I was joking, oh, they're up five.
Yeah, and it was an in and out shot, so it bounced out. So you have your helmet.
But here's the thing that happened. There's not much time left in the game, and they're down by whatever they're down by. They go up. They have advantage. You figured, okay, we'll see what's gonna happen. Wait, I keep getting named Quinn. Sorry, there's so many different names running through my head, but Quinn takes
Akil Quinn. 0 points. 0 points.
Yes, thank you for that. Decided to take a three where three on two. He was open. The Wyoming defender was backing up, but he decided to, like I said, no points. Well, I'm due. I got to score sometime. I'm not going to go 0 for. He does. He misses. You look at the scoreboard because it goes out of bounds. How many timeouts did San Diego State have? Were they at zero?
Three timeouts.
And I looked over at Steve Fisher before. There was no thing to call a timeout. He's letting them go. I don't know if he's going to play. We got it. We'll take care of it. But why not? Taking the shot's fine. But I felt there's still, if you have 5 seconds for an inbound play or 4 seconds, that's still plenty of time. Why not make a dribble step drive and see who commits to you 3-on-2? You can have a layup. You could pass it. He may not guard you. Just dunk it home.
I'll tell you something about that play. Because I totally agree. And you said in the interview, he said that he thought he had the shot, which is why he took it.
And the Wyoming defender backed off, and that's why he took. That's why he took the three.
That being said, game time decision, you're not hot at either pass it off, or if the Wyoming defender backs off, drive.
Get a better look.
Try and get yourself to the charity stripe and give yourself a chance at free throws. Or give yourself a chance at the N1 if that layup goes in.
Thing is, that shot also, people are like, oh, front of the key, it's a good shot. Well, it can be. Side three-pointers really want to go, but he felt he had a shot, and he mentioned in the post game that that's what he wanted. He could have taken it. I'm not criticizing him taking a shot, but you have at least 2 seconds to make something else happen. And then after the game, I was sitting in the post game stuff, and I wasn't really going to ask questions. I'm just typing up, doing a few things, getting stuff ready, listening. They asked Quinn the shot, like, what do you do? Like we already discussed, he took the three as open, felt he'd make it. Players leave, coach stays out for a few more. They move on, like, oh, so what do you think about next round, the quick turnaround? And Fish, like, well, we'll talk about that later. So, no, we're talking about this game now. Nobody gets to the question about why not call a timeout or something. So I asked the question about, hey, I know what I'm doing. Why not ask the biggest question in the game? Why take that shot? Why not call a timeout with three left? And Fisher's all, what do you mean? I don't understand. Can you say the question again? What do you mean? I don't understand. What shot are you talking about? I'm like, well, the three-point shot Quinn took with three timeouts. Was there any thought to call a timeout? Well, we're a good team. We'll do fine. He had an open look. Kind of dismisses. I'm like, come on, coach. Really? You're going to play dumb on the biggest problem? Even though he said that's not the play that caused the game, But at the point, that play could have changed the game. Either timeout or do something else. It just felt, oh, I'm open, dribble. It's like you see dumb guys in NBL dribble up and shoot a 30-foot three just because nobody's guarding me real quick just to get a shot off. You had enough time, even where it's said a million times, look to get there, then call a timeout and set up, even with the advantage.
Yeah, exactly.
And him playing dumb. Yeah.
The shot clock was off at that point.
Yeah, you're under 10 seconds.
You could have gone in, taken the timeout, set up for a good final shot at the buzzer, to either send it into overtime or to get a three. I understand where you're going with that.
I said, but I was ticked. He's like, come on, really? You're going to be stupid on that question?
I also agree, though, that if Quinn's confident in his shot abilities, he more than has a chance to get it. But at that same time, I don't think that was the right shot to take.
Yeah, even if he made it, I would have questioned it. I just felt you can do two more seconds to see what's there. And that's it. Now, what we know, San Diego State's in the tournament. Wyoming's in for sure. First time since 2002. But now we got Boise State and Colorado State. Colorado State was without J.J. Villian, pretty much outside of a stretch where they missed four straight layups or something. They weren't in the game. Even then, if you miss them, are you in the game? But they're considered to be in, and Boise State is also in the bubble right there. But I think – I don't know what – you know about Boise a bit more than me, but Rams – they say the Rams of Boise beat San Diego State twice. They split with Colorado State. They had a better non-conference schedule than the Rams, but it seems the Rams are in more than Boise.
I think from a resume perspective, Boise should be in over Colorado State. That's part of my own personal bias.
Of course. That's what we are. Right?
Colorado State has a much better RPI, though. Boise sitting at 41.
Loyola Chicago loss is terrible. Or Loyola Illinois, whoever it was. That was a pretty bad loss.
Yeah. And that's really what's hurting them. The Fresno State loss is hurting them.
Mm-hmm.
But Colorado State, on the other hand, though, they're sitting at 29 RPI. I just feel... the number of wins that they have is really what's keeping them above. You're not going to shut out a 27-win team.
For Boise State or Colorado? They have 27 wins. Right now, here's the latest. I assume this is updated for Jerry Palm. Let's see here. This may or may not be updated. We're doing out 9:30 Eastern here. I think that's right. Yeah, whatever. Late in the evening if you're listening out there. But Boise's considered probably in. On the fence is the Rams is behind them. Rams are 27-6, a 28 RPI. Boise is a 42 RPI, but
25-8.
Strength of schedule is bad. 119 compared to, where are they at? 119 to 121. So I don't get where, I guess Rams are considered next one in.
It just depends on who you're looking at.
Yeah, I just had this up, so I have to look at it because he's updating it constantly. Game end update.
Right. So right now.
Okay, here we go. First bid stealer. He put something up two minutes ago. Wyoming first bid stealer, which. It's crazy. You also got UConn that can do it as well, and I think a Southern Miss. Oh, that's just an article there. Let me get the updated book.
So Cowboys are, according to Palm, Cowboys have knocked Temple Tulsa out of his bracket.
And that's it. Maybe, and then there's also like BYU, who's second in the West Coast Conference, SMU there. UConn could knock up BYU. There's a couple of teams there, but Wyoming knocked out at least one team.
Chris Dobertine of SPN thinks that this is still a 4-bid team. The fact that Wyoming has the fact that Wyoming actually has won, he feels that Wyoming is a 4-bid team, right?
Okay, Palm is actually updated right now. Yeah, because we had Chris D'Albertino on our show a couple weeks ago. I'm like, what if Wyoming? Because me and Matt Bain are talking about it. We know Wyoming can be good. Losing Nance is a killer. It wasn't him with mono. I forget the other two players, but the other two players with a lesser case of mono. But you're just weak. It could take months to get back. But when they play well, and this is going to be – I guarantee this. This will be over websites. If I had time, we'd write this now, but we'll talk about it here now. Wyoming will be considered, especially tomorrow evening, Selection Sunday, there'll be a team people say, watch Wyoming to make a Sweet 16 run. I guarantee it. No, you did too. No, I
didn't say
a win or two. No, yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I think this is when we both kind of had the same thought at the same time. Guarantee there'll be some teams with the momentum. If they win, if they win the Mountainous Tournament, they will be a team where, hey, they will make a run. Maybe upset one team or win another team. Right now, he has Wyoming playing Providence, and Jacksonville as an 11 seed.
He's got Boise State at Oregon.
In a 6-11 game. Rams playing Davidson in the South.
In the play-in game.
In Dayton.
In Dayton.
And then San Diego State. Let's see. Let me do. We're both using one computer here. Just a second. San Diego State is a 60-60-60-60. So it'll be crazy. So basically you want the favorites to win tomorrow on Sunday. Let's see. Is there the schedule up yet? Because I mentioned there's the American final. There's the A-10 final. There's the Big Ten doesn't matter because they're obviously well ahead. I think those are like three teams because UConn's a bid sealer. UConn can take away one of those teams if they get in.
UConn, they just need to go away. There's no reason that they should even be in the talk for the men's.
They're winning.
And yet all of a sudden they went in the tournament talk. All of a sudden they're winning and they found themselves in the final.
Well, that's what they have in the final, but... So we have computer problems here. Let's hope this works well. Maybe let's end the show at the moment, hitting the end button on my recorder. Let's see. Important. You may have spyware/adware. Personal data could be at risk. It is advised to continue to use this computer without making sure you're protected. Lovely. We'll just end the show in a moment here because I can just end. Yeah, okay. So anything else to add? This is Selection Sunday. We're about 30-minute show. Anything about this trip, tournament, next weekend, Sunday, what's going on?
Nope. It sounds like it's going to be a good... going to be a good, great next 24 hours. People are ready to be nervous. Get ready for it. So
Boise Rams, be careful.
Yeah, exactly.
And selection committee, or selection show, 8 Eastern, after that Big Ten final, which is always super late. We'll have plenty of stuff on the site. We'll have, hopefully, I'm driving back, instant reaction by somebody. So if you write for a website, get ready for some emails coming your way.
Exactly. If you write for the website, don't expect to sleep within the next, probably 2 weeks.
Now we'll have stuff for a selection committee tomorrow, some quick analysis, all sorts of stuff. So hopefully we get 4 teams in. We're not going to neglect the NIT, which there might not be a team from Mountain West NIT with all the...
Yeah, we won't have to worry about it.
Utah State might probably try on the CBICAT. Vegas isn't going anywhere. So it could be just NCAA or nothing, which is fine. If they do well, that's what we want. But check us out, MWTConnection.com. And also, this is the first show in the same room with somebody else. That's kind of a big deal, right? Maybe?
Possibly.
Sure, if you think so.
Sure,
if you waited for that.
I'm sure the sound quality is much better.
We're outside. Sketchy Wi-Fi. I got a spyware ad on my computer to delete everything. So I think this is a good time to wrap up the show. Check us out at mwcconnection.com. Look for updates. And remember, we're against your team. What do we say? We're biased against your team, right? Is that it?
Always.
So. See you guys later. Check out our show. We'll have a show probably in a couple of days to preview these games. So we'll talk to everybody soon. So, later.